You are listening to LDS and Loving Life, episode number 59, The Benefits of the Slow Road.
Are you a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and sometimes feel overburdened, discouraged, and generally not as happy as you'd like to be? If so, welcome. I'm Jordana Thiessen. I am a lifelong member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a certified life coach. I am here to help you use the gospel in the way that I believe it is meant to be used, to bring you joy. Let go of limiting beliefs that bring you down, and welcome empowering beliefs that lift you up. I'm so excited you're here.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the podcast, and thanks for tuning in. Super excited that you're here today, and I'm super excited about the topic that I have shared for you. And I'm really excited about this one. It's one that I'm really living into right now and that I feel like my whole family is living into. And I think it's going to do a lot of good. So I'm excited that you are here. I'm calling it The Benefits of the Slow Road. And this is specifically geared towards achieving a goal. And I'm realizing that I have a lot of ideas and feelings around goals, and not all of them have always been helpful for me. I have kind of used goals and dreams and things that I want to achieve as fuel for disbelief in myself. And that doesn't feel very good for any of us, if you have ever experienced that. A lot of the time when we set a goal, we really want to be there right now, and we are not confident in our ability to achieve that goal. A really good example would be, seeing someone who's very skilled at something, maybe someone who's very fit. I'm like, oh, I wish I could be that fit. Okay, I'm going to make a goal to be able to run a 5K in 10 minutes or something. I don't know, whatever it is. But you are really unhappy with where you are right now. You just really want to be at that place where you can run the 5K in 10 minutes. But at the same time, all of the chatter in your head is saying that you can't do it, you can't achieve it, you'll never get there. And so when we try to take that fast track road, we end up feeling a lot of really hard feelings that I'm going to sum up as feeling frustrated. And it looks like bursts of effort, and then we stop. And so our efforts are unsustainable. And so then we stop working towards our goal, and we maybe even fall back. I know that that's really common with trying to lose weight, right? That you put forth a lot of effort. You're really just using a lot of willpower. And this is something I hear a lot. I do so good, like I'm doing so good. And then I fall off the bandwagon, right? Like, isn't that so common to hear? And then you end up gaining back all of the weight that you've lost, plus probably some more. So I just want to normalize that that's a thing that a lot of us experience, and it's not just weight loss, it is any sort of goal. We all do that. And I want to share with you some benefits of just taking the slow road to work towards a goal. And taking the slow road is going to look like this. I've got kind of 4 points. You are going to have peace with where you are now and be confident in your ability to achieve your goal. You are going to have curiosity and gratitude. You are going to have trending, continual effort, and it's going to be sustainable actions, and you're going to learn and grow from those. So I'll go through each of them kind of one by one, to share a little bit about what I mean. And my hope is for you, and also for me, that this will be a really good reminder and encouragement as we all work towards any goal that we have in our life, whether it be something relatively small or something quite life-changing. So the slow road has peace now and confidence in your ability to grow. All of these things I just want to say are easier said than done, and it takes practice. But when you have peace with where you are now, that looks like I'm where I am right now, and that's okay. I remember hearing one time the example of a GPS. When you put in the address that you want to get to, your GPS doesn't get mad at you for being 2 hours away from your final destination. It doesn't get mad at you at all. It just says, okay, here's where you are now, and here's where you're going. These are the steps to take, and it tells you the first thing. And when we can kind of adopt that same mindset for ourselves, okay, this is where I am, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with me for being right here. It's just where I am. Then you can open up that peace with where you are. You remember when I talked about necessary and unnecessary struggles? Okay, the necessary struggle is going to be this journey of getting to where you want to be. You don't have to have the unnecessary struggle of getting mad at yourself for being where you are right now. And then that confidence in your ability to grow is realizing that Heavenly Father desires really great things for you, and He's going to be here helping you the whole time. And okay, I just have to tell you, one of the things that I love is that I have this whole list of things I want to talk about in my podcast. I've got dates scheduled for them. And then I love it when things that I'm studying just go hand in hand with what I'm sharing. And so this week in the Come Follow Me study, there is a suggested reading from Teachings of the Living Prophets, and it was President Monson. And it was the chapter, I think it's chapter 14, but it's called Whom the Lord Calls, the Lord Qualifies. And I think he used that phrase in some of his talks in conference too. But I read this chapter and it was amazing. And so I have two quotes that I'm going to share in the podcast today from that chapter. And here's the first one. And when I read this, I was like, what? I thought it was amazing. I hope you love it. President Monson said, "Do not pray for tasks equal to your abilities, but pray for abilities equal to your tasks. Then the performance of your tasks will be no miracle, but you will be the miracle." I love that. The performance of your tasks will be no miracle, but you will be the miracle. And I think part of the reason why I love this so much is that it has changed the focus from me achieving a goal to me being miraculous, me being able to learn and grow to be the person who can do this task. And I love that. I love that. Exactly where you are right now is where you are. And that's okay. You maybe even are exactly where you need to be right now. Play around with that idea. But if you can't even get to "I'm where I'm supposed to be right now," try to get to "it's okay that I am where I am. And Heavenly Father desires great things for me, and He is going to make you the miracle." And this leads a little bit into my second point, that the slow road is full of curiosity and gratitude. I really want to help you realize that it's normal not to change overnight, that we don't know how we're going to achieve a goal most of the time, or even if we think we know, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like in the day-to-day. But we can learn from every step that we take, from every success and from every failure. My family this year is focused on creating some goals based off of the sections, the four areas in the Children and Youth Program of growth and development. So that's spiritual, physical, intellectual, and social. And so with the end of March came the end of the first quarter, and we reviewed our goals and our success of them. And so we had everyone rate themselves, like, out of 10, what scale of success did you have? And some things were 10 out of 10. Some were like maybe 7 or 8. Some were like 1. I don't know. Oh, there was even a 0 out of 10. And we really, really made an effort to tell our children and my husband and I in speaking to remind ourselves, like, it's actually really 100% okay to not have achieved a goal or to have not achieved it in the way that we had kind of desired to at the beginning, right? Like, let's just really learn this as an opportunity to learn. And so one of my sons, he had the goal to pray every morning and night, and he didn't do it very well. And so we asked him, like, what did you learn? And we kind of helped, right? Like, they're still learning how to look at things. So he learned that it's easier to read a book than it is to pray. And he said, you know what? Do you know who else that's true for? That's really true for me also. One of my daughters, she had a goal that when she was feeling upset or frustrated with people, to go to her room and do something like read some scriptures and pray. And she wasn't super successful at that. And so one of the things she learned is, when I'm upset, it's hard to remember my goal. My husband had a goal to not be on Facebook for 3 months. And he was off Facebook for 2 of those months. And he learned that it feels really good to be away from that social media. It was just a lot happier time. My fitness goals to do some fitness walking and some yin yoga 3 times a week. One of the things that I learned, I had, you know, some success here and some not as successful times with it. But one of the things that I learned was that when my family's home, it's really hard for me to go do those self-care things for myself, those fitness things for myself. I always feel like I should be doing something with my family. And so we just learned a lot about ourselves because we chose to be curious. What can we learn from whatever it is we've accomplished from these goals? And then going along with that is being grateful for what we have learned, being grateful for what we have done, for the growth that we've had, even if that growth isn't in having achieved the goal, even if the growth is in learning more about yourself. And having that practice of gratitude is helping to build those pathways in our brain of gratitude. And so then we look for things to be grateful for, and then we are happier. And then we have greater self-love, greater peace, and that leads to a greater ability to keep moving forward. And this leads to point number 3 that I think is a benefit of taking the slow road, and that is that trending continual effort. When I love this word, just like trending continual effort. I'm in Canada, and it's spring in Canada, and anyone who is from Canada or even the northern states or kind of that area of the world will know that April showers do not bring May flowers. This is a lie. That is not true here. The weather is not as fast at warming up as in some places of the world, and not every day is warmer than the day before. Not every day is warmer than the day before. But the trend is that the days are getting warmer, right? That doesn't mean we're not going to have nights where it freezes. That doesn't mean we're not going to have days where it snows. But the general trend in the weather is that it's getting warmer. And this is really true of our own efforts when we are going to achieve a goal. Not every day will be better than the day before. not every time you measure, if you've got a goal where you're keeping track of something, is going to be that forward movement or upwards movement. But the trend will be that forward growth or that upward movement. We will make mistakes. We will slip into old habits. We will miss doing whatever it is we've said that we're going to do. But with this trending continual effort, those things are not a derailment. They are just a thing that happened. Just like in spring, this was a cooler day than yesterday, but we're still trending upwards. So my fitness goal, I did not achieve it exactly how I said I wanted to, of having this fitness walk 3 times a week and a yin yoga 3 times a week. But my trend is I am doing more movement of my body. Even though I did not achieve it exactly the way I wanted to, the trend is still more movement of my body. And ultimately, that's a really important step in achieving my goal. And I'm just okay with being on the slow road. This upward, like this trending continual effort, allows us to stop saying I'm a failure when we don't achieve, but instead go to I'm still learning. I'm still becoming. I'm still working on. My effort is trending towards continual. And this leads right into my final point of the slow road. I love to think of it as the slow road is filled with sustainability of learning and growing. And I think this is such a huge key difference between rushing towards a goal and the slow road. The rushing towards our goal is that white knuckle effort, that willpower where I just got to keep going. I can't stop. I can't slow down until you can't anymore. Versus, you know, this is where I'm at and I'm going to make a small change. And I think there's a couple ways that we can figure out how to do that. One is having that future perspective. So kind of imagining that you've already achieved your goal and that future you looks back and can see, oh, this is what I did to get here. And you can look at some of those smaller steps. So like, what was the first thing that I did to get here? Knowing that the first thing that you did was not the last thing that you did, right? I've had varying degrees of success with this future perspective, but I really love this other option. It's kind of the one that I've been doing, and it is kind of looking at achieving my goal as a journey where I'm looking for a lot of inspiration and I'm really just doing one step at a time, not knowing what the journey is going to look like at all. And I like to think of it as if I'm getting ready to go on a long trip, say to go see family in Alberta, where it's a long drive. So where am I going? What am I going to need to pack? What am I going to need? So then like getting the snacks and the clothing, making sure my van is fueled up. What direction do I need to start going? And then just start moving. And what's different about achieving a goal that maybe you haven't done before or that just like naturally you don't have a lot of confidence in being able to achieve, you don't know how you're going to get there. I like to get inspiration from the Lord because he knows all things and he wants great things for us. And so I want to share with you a goal that I had this first quarter of the year around wanting to build my life coaching business. And I decided that a couple of times a week, I was going to have business time with God, is what I called it, where I was spending time with Heavenly Father in prayer and meditation, getting ideas and instruction from Him, because I very much feel like this is something that the Lord is calling me to do in order to help other people. And I don't feel like I have a lot of business savvy, and I've got a lot of things that I don't know how to do. And it hasn't felt super great to try to apply a lot of like well-known practiced business things just because of me and kind of my hang-ups, right? And this business time with God for me has had very little to do with traditional business building, and it has had a lot to do with building trust and love for myself and for God. And that was not at all what I had expected, but it has been so transformative for me in building my relationship with myself, and it has helped to lead me to the goal that I have of this quarter of simply learning to be more accountable to myself. And so I'm really learning and growing so much, and I feel like I'm growing my foundation right now. And I think that's a thing that we forget a lot of the time, is that in order to build something up, we first need a strong foundation, whether that be something with your health, whether that be a relationship with another person, or learning a new skill. When we have a really strong foundation, then achieving that goal, I think, is going to come a lot more naturally, and it's going to be easier. And it's less about having all of the willpower in the world to go do a thing, and more about this is, of course, the next natural step. And talking about building this strong foundation makes me think of the Salt Lake City Temple. A lot of you probably already know this, but maybe some of you don't. So I'll share this with you. When the pioneers in the Salt Lake Valley were first building the temple, they got sandstone, and they built the foundation for the Salt Lake Temple out of sandstone. Sandstone is a fairly weak rock. It is kind of crumbly. It's not super fantastic. Whereas the temple itself, like all of the walls, is built out of granite. And they had the foundation done, or nearly done, when they saw that the sandstone was cracked in some places. And Brigham Young told them, like, we need to redo the foundation. They pulled out the entire foundation that they had built, and then they got granite and built the foundation out of granite. And the reason for that was because, as the prophet, Brigham Young knew what the Lord had in store for this temple and how long the Lord wanted this temple to stand. And the Lord knew that they needed a stronger foundation. Oh, and I just love this, just like thinking about all of the foundation work that's going on for the temple right now. The Lord knows the foundation that we need now, and it's going to be the foundation that will get us through until the time when we need to improve the foundation. So here's the thing. Growth may look like backwards movement sometimes, right? They pulled out the entire foundation, and that was growth. Pulling out the insufficient foundation is growth. And how amazing is that? So for me, what that looks like with building this business is, okay, like, I'm not even worrying about traditional business building techniques at all, 0%, which seems so backwards. And instead, I am 100% focused on becoming the person who is going to be able to serve those of you who need my help. And my desire, and the desire that I believe the Lord has placed in me, is one that requires me being close to him and being able to feel great love for me so that I can feel great love for you. So I got a little bit sidetracked there, but hopefully something in there made some sense. And I told you that I was going to share two quotes from that chapter in President Monson's, the things that were shared in the teachings of the living prophets. And I just want to finish off with this. To live greatly, we must develop the capacity to face trouble with courage, disappointment with cheerfulness, and triumph with humility. And I believe that as we embrace and choose to journey the slow road to achieving our goals, we will develop the capacity to face trouble with courage, disappointment with cheerfulness, and triumph with humility. And then you will be living greatly, whether that looks like something on the outside, which I think is cool, but more importantly, on the inside, you will be living greatly. You will be living up to your potential. You'll be stepping into that limitless potential that you have. And I think that is super exciting. I'll talk to you next time. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining me today. If you found this episode helpful or interesting in any way, I would love for you to share it with others. Rate it and leave a review. I offer one-on-one coaching for people just like you. If you want a coach who values and understands how important your faith is in dealing with your personal struggles, I would love to be your coach. You can sign up for a try it out session today at youarelimitless.ca. See you soon.